Okay, so we're pick up again at lesson 26. We started in on this last week. We'll start back at the beginning. So, lesson 26, we learn about the future tense. Page 148, headed Acuso, I will hear, and Ballo, I will throw. So, section 1, we have four pairs of verbs, and in each instance, the first verb is in the present tense. That's the A verbs, and then the second verb, the B verbs, is in the future tense. And we'll see there are three ways, three distinctive marks for the future tense. So first example, we have acuo and acuso. Acuo, acuso. So acuo, present tense, I am hearing. And acuso, the future tense, I will hear. And the marker there is a sigma at the end of the stem. Example number 2, we have ballo and ballo. Ballo, ballo. So ballo with the full stem, with a double lambda, I am throwing in the present tense. And then ballo with an abbreviated stem, single lambda, as the future tense, I will throw. So that's the second marker that you might have to indicate future tense, is a shortened stem. And then examples 3 and 4 will be the third kind. So example 3, we have Lego and arrow. Lego, arrow. So Lego, present tense, I am saying. And then arrow with a completely different stem is the future, I will say. So that's the third way that we can have future tense indicated, is the use of a different stem. Then number 4, we have erchomai and elusomai. Erchomai, elusomai. So erchomai is present tense, I am coming, or I come. And then we have a completely different stem for the future, and we have elusomai. And that, too, is a different stem from what we have for the aorist, which completed action, which and the stem for that is elf. So there are some of these verbs have three different stems. Okay, so note the commonest marks of future time. You can have a sigma between the stem and the ending, that's example 1, or a shortened stem, that's number 2, or a different stem, that's 3 and 4. And these are the same marks as the marks of single action. So sigma after the stem, shortened stem, or different stem. Dobson notes that since action in the future has not yet taken place, it is not normally thought of as continuing action. So this is why it generally uses similar stem to the aorist. But some verbs do express a state or action which is by its nature continuous. So we have esomai, which is the future of I will be, the verb amy, and exo, hexo, which is the future of echo, I will have. And he notes that esomai may be used with a participle, which expresses continuing action. So in 1 Corinthians 14:9, we have esesthe, which is the second plural future of amy, together with laluntes, which is a present participle. Nominative masculine plural there. And those combine esesthe laluntes to mean you will be speaking. So as to express in the future a continuing action in the future. Okay. So that's the introduction to the future tense. And section 2 we have some vocabulary. Doxatso. Doxatso. I glorify, I praise. And for the future, you add a sigma to the end of the stem. It gives you at the end of the stem a zeta followed by a sigma. They combine to be a single sigma. And we have doxasso. Doxasso, I will glorify. And the noun derived from that verb is hedoxa. Hedoxa, glory. From which we get the words doxology and so on. Another verb, sozo, sozo, I save, I rescue, I heal, and often in the Gospels it become, it's one of the challenges of interpreting, is figure out whether it's physical healing or spiritual healing that's being referred to, or salvation, in what way they're being saved. But we have sotso, I save, and then here too we add a sigma onto the end of the stem to get the future tense, and again that would give us zeta and sigma, which combine to a single sigma, so we have sotso, I will save sotso for the future tense. And then in the aorist, so we have sosas. Sosas, this is the aorist participle. Sosas. A couple of nouns that are part of this word group. Hosoter. Hosoter, the Savior. And then hesoteria. Hesoteria, meaning the salvation, from which we get our word soteriology, which is the study of the doctrine of salvation. And then Dobson notes the various forms of hosoter that we have in the Greek New Testament. We don't have all possible forms. There are no plural forms of this noun. What we do have is hosoter, which is the nominative, ton sotera, the accusative, tu soteros, the genitive, and to soteri, the dative. So let's say those together. Ha soter, ton sotera, tu soteros, and to soteri. Then a third word group is zao. Zao, I live. And its future tense is zeso. Zeso, I will live. So what's happened there is we've added the stem is za, add a sigma to the end of that, and then it lengthens out a bit, the alpha lengthens out to an eta, we get zes. Then a couple of nouns derived from that, we have he-zo-e, he-zo-e, meaning the life, and ta-zo-an, ta-zo-an, meaning the living creature, so that which is alive. And from this word group, we get our words like zoological and so on. And then a word that's formed by putting two verbs together, we get zoopoeo, zoopoeo, which means I make alive. And so this is a verb that Paul uses in his epistles. Another verb, egero, egero, meaning I raise or I rise, and in the future it is an abbreviated stem, the iota drops out, we have egero, egero, I will raise. And then finally, urkamai, urkamai, I come or I go, and its future tense, future, again a completely different stem is elusomai, elusomai, I will come or I will go. So, armed with that vocabulary, now then let's move on to section 3 and look at the use of this future in some sentences.
So for now, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three ways to represent, three ways.
So the difference is when you add a sigma between, at the end of the stem, you can do that for both the future and the aorist are marked that way. The difference then for the aorist is that it also has an epsilon on the front, marking it as being in the past. Okay, so section 3, number 1, pistuomen to theo, to zonti, kai to zoopoiunti hemas. Pistuomen to theo, to zonti, kai to zoopoiunti hemas. So pistuomen, that's the present tense. We trust, first plural, tos theo, so in God, and then tos zonti tells us a little more about God. He's the living God, so that has to be in the same case and number and gender. To zoa poyunti hemas, and in the one who makes us alive. So zoa poyunti from zoa poeo, it's a present participle in the dative masculine singular, with hemas as the direct object. Then number two, we put that into the future. We have pistousomen to soteri. Pistousomen to soteri. So we have a sigma there at the end of the stem. And there's no epsilon on the front, so it can't be the aorist. It must be the future. And the omen ending first plural. So we will trust. And then this time in the Savior. Number three, akousousin ton logon tes zoes. Akousousin ton logon tes zoes. Again, a sigma at the end of the stem. After aku, there's no epsilon on the front, so this is future. They will hear. The ending usi is similar to the present endings for the present tense. So that's a third plural ending. They will hear the word of life. Number four, akousate kai zesete. Akousate kai zesete. Again, sigma at the end of the stem for each of those. And ete is the second plural ending, similar to the present tense. So akousate, you will hear, and zesete, you will live. Number five, akousantes zesomen, akousantes zesomen. Now, akousantes, the antes ending, is a participle ending, not a indicative verb ending. That's nominative masculine plural ending. There's a sigma at the end of the stem, so that marks it out as being an aorist participle rather than a present participle. So this is referring to completed action. And then the zesomen is in the future. So sigma after the stem and the omen ending is first plural. So we will live. And then the akousantes is referring to action that is completed by then. When having heard, we will live. So you can then render the first part of that into a temporal clause. When we have heard, we will live.
Can you say why akousantes is aorist again?
Well, there's a sigma after the stem. So the stem is aku.
But there's that can mean future.
Right, but the antes ending is a participle ending. Right, there are no future participles. So participles come in two flavors, present participles and aorist participles. So this requires that you gradually get more and more used to recognizing what the participle endings are and to be able to distinguish when you have a participle ending and when you have a regular verb, indicative verb ending. Okay, so that then puts, although akousantes is completed action, that is probably putting this completed action into the future. So you could even translate that when we will have heard, which then makes that a future perfect in English. So action that's viewed as complete, though it hasn't yet taken place. Number six, egere autus ha kurios. Egere autus ha kurios. Egere, we have the full stem there. It's not an abbreviated stem. A is a third singular ending, so he raises, with ha kurios as the subject, the Lord raises autus them. Number seven, egere auton ha soter. egere auton ha soter. Now we have an egere, an abbreviated stem. The iota has dropped out. So that is in future. Now you could also possibly think, well, it's an abbreviated stem, that might be aorist, but there isn't a tense marker on the front marking past. Otherwise, it would be that epsilon would be an eta. From two etas, from two epsilons combining to form an eta. So we don't have that, but we still have an abbreviated stem, so that makes it future. He will raise, so we have with Hosoter as the subject, the Savior will raise him. Number 8, Sose auten kai aute doxase ton sosanta auten. Sose auten kai aute doxase ton sosanta auten. Sose, the verb is sotzo with a zeta. In this case, it has a sigma there. So if you remember that the present stem is sots, then you'll be able to recognize this as a future. So he will save her. Kai aute, that now makes aute, which is her, is now the subject. And she, doxase. Now again, we have a sigma at the end of the stem. So he and she will praise. And then ton sosanta aute. And sosanta is a, the anta is a participle ending. You may not necessarily be able to recognize it as a participle ending, but probably more quickly you're going to recognize it's not a regular verb ending, and then just guess that it's a participle ending. It also helps that it has an article with it, so ton. So a participle really functions as a verbal noun. So it's really a noun, and only a noun, it's nouns that have the article. So that would help you identify it as a participle. Sosanta, there's a sigma there at the end of the stem, which suggests it's an aorist participle as opposed to a present participle. So it's referring to completed action. So it's the one having saved her. So she will praise the one having saved her. So when she does the praising, the saving is already completed. Okay. And with the article there, it refers to the one who has done that action. In contrast, number 9, we have sotze autein. Kai aute doxatse ton sotsonta autein. Sotse autein, kai aute doxatse ton sotsonta autein. And here, the three verbal forms are all in the present. So sotse instead of sose, we've got the zeta there, which is the regular present stem. He saves. And then doxatse with a zeta, again the present stem. And she is praising, and sotsonta with a zeta instead of the sigma. So that too is the present stem, not the aorist stem. So that's referring to ongoing action, the one who is saving her. So put it all together, and we have he is saving her, and she is praising the man who is saving her. Okay? So, in 8, we have the first two verbs are in the future, and the participle is aorist, and they're all marked by the sigma at the end of the stem. In number 9, all three are in the present. So, two present verbs and a present participle with no sigma there, so they all retain their original zeta.
And the reason it's man is because
yes, ton is masculine. Yeah. And also the onta ending is a masculine ending. It'd be a different ending for the feminine. Mm-hmm. So participles have case number and gender.
Could you say he saves her and she praises the man who is saving?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You could say she praises instead of she is praising. She praises to express ongoing, as long as you just, yeah, is continuing action in the present. Mm-hmm. Number 10. Εάν αυτές ὅτσε αυτον, αυτος δοξάσε τον σωσασάν αυτον. Εάν αυτές ὅτσε αυτον, αυτος δοξάσε τον σωσασάν αυτον. Εάν is if, and it takes a subjunctive, and so ὅτσε, if sotse was just in the regular present tense, it would be sotse ending in epsilon iota, right? For he or she saves. In the case of a subjunctive, the vowel lengthens from an epsilon to an eta, and the final iota goes downstairs as that iota subscript. So if she saves him, and we have the aute and the auton as the feminine and masculine pronouns, indicating that the feminine is saving the masculine. If she saves him, then now we get the other part of it, the apodosis. Autos is the subject now, and that's masculine, so it's got to be he. Doxase is future, with a sigma there at the end of the stem. He will praise. And now we have ten sosasan auton. Now it's a feminine. Sosasan, we have the present stem. So there's a sigma. Oh, sorry, the aorist stem rather than the present stem. So a sigma instead of a zeta at the end of the stem. And then both a feminine article, ten, and a feminine ending, asan. So instead of ton sotsanta from number 9, it's ten sosasan. There, number 10. So he will praise the woman who has saved him, with the saving now being a completed action.
The sotse, is that also a dative form?
That we hear sotse. Well, you would have a participle, could be in the dative, but it wouldn't have that form. So when we get over to the next section, we get down that bit, there'll be a reminder of where the participle endings are given. We'll go back and look at those. Number 11. Erketai ente doxe tu patras. Erketai ente doxe tu patras. So erketai, present. He comes in the glory of the Father. And number 12, elusitai ente doxe tu theu kai sose hemas apo pason ton hamartion hemon. Elusitai ente doxe tu theu kai sose hemas apo pason ton hamartion hemon. So now elusitai, now we have the future stem. With the etai ending for third singular, so it's now he will come in the glory of God. And sose, sigma at the end there, that's future, and he will save us. Apo is from, which and takes the genitive. Pason is all, and then our sins. Hamartion, hamartia is sin. So he will come in the glory of God, and he will save us from all our sins. Number 13, ou zetete ten doxan tu theu, Ude poete to athelema altu. U zetete ten doxan tu theu. Ude poete to athelema altu. U zetete, zetete, present tense from zeteo, with u making it negative. So you do not seek the glory of God. And then ude is and not, so here you can take it as nor. And then poiete, you do, so nor do you do his will. So both verbs there, zetete and poiete, in the present. Number 14, u zetesomen ten doxan tu kuriu, alla poiesomen ta erga tu poneru. U zetesomen ten doxan tu kuriu, alla poiesomen ta erga tu poneru. Now, zetesomen, now there's a sigma at the end of the stem, so this is now future. Omen is first plural ending, so we will not seek ten doxan tu kuriu, the glory of the Lord, alla. But, and poiesomen, also the future, with a sigma at the end of the stem, we will do ta erga as the works, and then tu poneru, the evil one, so the works of the evil one. And then 15, meketi zetomen ten doxan hemon ala agapomen tus adelphus, kai po omen ta thelema tu theu, hos egere hemas kai zoa poese hemas. Meketi zetomen ten doxan hemon alla agapomen tus adelphus kai poiomen ta thelema tu theu hos egere hemas kai zoa poese hemas. Meketi zetomen. Now zetomen, notice there that there's an omega instead of an omicron, so that's indicating, could indicate a subjunctive, or in this case, let us seek. If it was zetomen with an omicron, it would be we seek, but zetomen is let us seek, which is then negated with me instead of u. Zetomen, we seek, would be negated with u, as a regular indicative. Zetomen is negated with me. In this case, it's meketi, which is not simply not, but no longer. Eti on its own means yet or still. Meketi means not still, i.e. no longer, no more. So let us no longer seek ten doxan hemon, our glory, or might even say our own glory, alla agapomen, so again an omega there, so another let us love, tus adelphus, the brothers, kai poiomen, another omega there, so another let us do, ta thelema tu theu, the will of God, hos, is a relative pronoun. Hu egere. Now we have a shortened stem for egere, so that's future. Who will raise hemas is us. Who will raise us up? And zoa poese. There we have a sigma at the end of the stem, and will make us alive. Okay. So three of those, sort of subjunctive instances, each indicated by a lengthened vowel. Okay, any questions about those 15 sentences? When you begin to get notice, the key thing is when you get a verb or something is to learn to recognize what are the markers that you have on it. Is it a regular stem or shortened stem? Is there a sigma there? Is there a marker on the front? And that's more important than just learning the paradigms by rote. It's learning to recognize these various markers. Mm-hmm. Okay, section 4 from page 150. Some grammatical terms. So here's where we learn some of the jargon. Number 1, the main forms of the verb which show continuing or repeated action are called present. So we have lege, he says, which is just regular present tense of the verb. He says legon, saying, that's a participle, the present participle. And the endings for the present participle are the same as the present participle for Amy. So on, usa, on. And then legain is the present infinitive. And so those are all in the present. Forms of the verb that are used in definite statements and definite questions are called indicative. So akue, he hears, and akusen, did he hear, where akusen there is the aorist, so marked by a sigma at the end of the stem and an epsilon on the front. Did he hear? Those are both indicative. So lege, we say, is the present indicative. So reading across the page there, the three forms we have are lege, the present indicative, legon, the present participle, and legain, the present infinitive. And then reminded that the forms of lego in 5.5 are the present indicative of lego. So that's lego, leges, lege, legomen, legete, legusen. Mm-hmm. Number 2, forms of the verb which show continuing or repeated action in past time are called imperfect. So eblepen, he was looking at, and ebalen, he was throwing, are both imperfect. So there's no marker on those to indicate the aorist stem. So there isn't a sigma. For eblepen, there isn't a sigma at the end of the stem. And for ebalen, that's the present stem. Right, so it's got double lambda, and it's not the aorist stem, which would have a single lambda. It would be a shortened stem. So that's continuing or repeated action in the past tense. The action is not viewed as being complete. So that's the imperfect. And we would often translate that as was doing something, was throwing, was seeing, and so on. The forms of elegon, which is the imperfect of lege, lego, elegon in 14.6, so the imperfect indicative of lego. So that's elegon, eleges, elege, elegomen, elegete, elegon. Where elegon could be both first singular and or third plural, and you use context to determine that. And then the forms of epoyun in 15.1 through 3 are the imperfect indicative of poieo. So that's, we don't get a summary of that, but it's epoyun, epoies, epoie, epoiumen, epoiute, epoiete, epoyun. So that's the imperfect. Number 3, forms of verb which show completed or single action are called aorist. So we have eilthen, he came, that's the aorist indicative, marked by a aorist stem, elf, with an epsilon on the front to indicate past time. And in this case, since there's already an epsilon, two epsilons combine to form a long e and eta. Elthon is the aorist participle, having come. Elthane is the aorist infinitive to come. Then for the verb, so in those cases, that's a verb that has a different stem in the aorist. Then epoiesen is for the verb poieo, that's the aorist indicative. In this case, the aorist is formed by adding a sigma to the end of the stem. Poiesos is the aorist participle. Poiesai is the aorist infinitive. So each of those has a sigma at the end of the stem. And then the indicative is marked also with an epsilon on the front to indicate past time. And then the forms of epoiesa in 21.7 are the aorist indicative of poeo. So this would be epoiesa, epoiesas, epoies. So let's go back and... epoiesa, epoiesas, epoiesen, epoiesomen, epoiesate, epoiesan. And 21.8 gives the forms of the aorist participle of poeo. So it's poiesas, and the endings for the aorist participle, where the stem ends in a sigma, are the same as the endings for the adjective pas, pasapan, which means all or every. So we have those in 21.8. Quickly turn to those. So poiesas, poiesasa, poiesan, poiesanta, poiesasan, poiesan, poiesantas, poiesases, poiesantas, poiesanti, poiesase, poiesanti, and then the plural, poiesantes, poiesasai, poiesanta, poiesantas, poiesasas, poiesanta, poiesanton, poiesason, poiesanton, and poiesasen, poiesasais, poiesasen. And if you were to remove the stem there and just put a P at the front, you get the paradigm for pas, pasa, pan, panta, pasan, pan, which is the adjective all or every. Okay. So that's the aorist. And now for four, forms of the verb that show future time are called future. So we have akuso, akuses, akuse, akusamen, akusate, akususin, where those are all formed by adding a sigma to the end of the stem. And balo, bales, bale, balumen, balete, balusin, those are formed with an abbreviated stem, bal, and then the accent mark. Not that you really need to pay attention to them, but that's indicated by a circumflex. So these are the future indicative forms of akuo and balo. Now, in the present and the aorist, we have an indicative, a participle, and an infinitive. In the imperfect and the future, there's just the indicative. There isn't an imperfect participle nor a future participle. There isn't an imperfect infinitive nor a future infinitive. There are only two types of participles, present and aorist, and there's only two types of infinitives, present and aorist. With the present indicating ongoing action, and then you have to use context to decide what the time is, and then the aorist indicating completed action.
Is the aorist indicative always in the past?
Yes, the aorist indicative is always in the past, and it will always have an epsilon on the front to indicate past time.
Okay, so can you distinguish between continuous and between ongoing and one-time action in the present?
No. No, those, you don't distinguish them because, by definition, essentially, well, time action in the present is viewed as continuous, mm-hmm. as ongoing, even though it's a point in time. But you are in the middle of that action. Mm-hmm. By the time it's completed, it's in the past. Now it might be in the immediate past, 1 second into the past, but as soon as it's completed, it is into the past. Mm-hmm. Be the way of seeing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, section 5, we get a summary of these four forms for a number of verbs, showing I think most of the different variation that we can get in how these four forms are derived. So for the verb grapho, We have grapho in the present, egraphon in the imperfect, where an epsilon has been added to the front, egrapsa for the aorist, where both an epsilon on the front and a sigma added to the end of the stem. The sigma and the phi have combined to a psi, so we have egrapsa, and then the future is grapso, with also a sigma added to the stem, but no epsilon on the front because it's not past time. So grapho, egraphon, egrapsa, grapso. Okay, let's say those together. Grapho, egraphon, egrapsa, grapso. For the verb I teach, didasko, that's the present, imperfect, edidaskon, so epsilon on the front. Then the aorist, edidaxa, epsilon on the front, and sigma added to the end of the stem, which would give sigma, kappa, sigma, which all combines into xi. And then didaxo for the future, again, sigma added to the end of the stem, but no epsilon on the front. So we have didasko, edidaskon, edidaxa, and didaxo. Okay? Didasko, edidaskon, edidaxa, didaxo. So that's the verb didasko, I teach, from which we got our word didactic. Then I read, anagnosko, that's the present. In the imperfect, anagnoskon, epsilon added to the front of the stem, which in this case, since there's a prefix on the stem, the epsilon gets added after the prefix. So the stem is gnosk, ana is not part of the stem. So it's anegnosk, gnoskon. The aorist, anegnon, epsilon on the front, and now an abbreviated stem, gno, indicating completed action, anegno. And then the future, anagnosomai, anagnosomai, sigma added to the end of the stem. The stem is somewhat abbreviated, not as abbreviated as for the aorist stem. It's lost an iota there, that's all. The sigma kappa sigma has just combined to form a sigma. So anagnosomai. So anagnosko, anagnoskon, anagnon, anagnosomai. Anagnosko, anagnoskon, anagnon, anagnosomai. The verb I have is echo in the present. In the imperfect, it's ekon. The epsilon added to the front, in this case the two epsilons, lengthen into an epsilon iota diphthong, ekon. The aorist is eskon, where you can think of that as being a sigma added to the end of the stem. In this case, that would give chi sigma, and they sort of combined the other way around. And then the future is hexo. Hexo, where in this case, you can think of that too as a sigma added to the end of the stem, but in this case, they've combined to form a xi, and then, for reason that I don't know, the breathing turns to a rough breathing. So it's hexo, not echo.
How does the breathing change? Is that the accent?
So you see the accent, well, there's above the epsilon, there's two markings. The one on the right is the accent. The one on the left is the breathing mark. And you see the direction of that. It looks like a little quote, single quotation mark, and the direction of it has changed. So when it's looks like a right quotation mark, it's a quiet breathing, smooth breathing, which is not pronounced. When it looks like a left quotation mark, it's a rough breathing, which is pronounced, which implies aspiration, so it's sort of like an H. So echo, acon, escon, hexo. Echo, acon, escon, hexo. Next, he goes up from the verb anabino. So now using the third person singular, anabine, anabinen for the imperfect, so epsilon on the front of that, which means it comes after the prefix, anabinen. Anabe for the aorist with an abbreviated stem, and then anabesetai for the future, with again the abbreviated stem and a sigma added to the end of that stem, anabesetai. So anabine, anabinen, anebe, anabesetai. Anabine, anabinen, anebe, anabesetai. Next verb, lambano, I take, or I receive, here in the third singular, lambanusen, imperfect, e lambanon, with epsilon on the front. Aorist is elabon, with an abbreviated stem, and then the future has a completely different stem, lempsontai, lempsontai. So, lambanusen, e lambanon, elabon, lempsontai. Lambanusen, elamban, elambanon, elabon, lepsontai. Urkamai, meaning I come or I go.
Yeah. Back to exo, I thought exo means outside.
Exo so also means it can mean an adverb meaning outside. Yes.
So that's why
exo. Could be. So urkamai is I come or I go, here in the third plural, urkontai, erkonta in the imperfect. In this case, epsilon has been added to the front, and the two epsilons have combined to an eta. Elthon is the aorist with a different stem, the stem elf. Again, epsilon added to the front, and then again a different future stem, elusontai. So they will go. So Urkontai, Urkonta, Elthon, Elusontai. Urkontai, Urkonta, Elthon, Elusontai. And finally, the verb apostello, I send, from which we get apostle and things. Apostellomen, we send. Apostellomen, epsilon added to the front, but after the prefix, apostelomen, with a slightly abbreviated stem, with one of the lambdas dropping out, and apostelumen, again an abbreviated stem, with a single lambda. So apostelomen, 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 apostelumen, apostelomen, 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 apostelumen. The four forms for that. Okay? So those pretty much all the different ways which present imperfect, aorist, and future get formed. And the main thing to learn is to look for the markers. So epsilon on the front indicating past tense. Look for either a sigma at the end of the stem, or an abbreviated stem, or a completely different stem. Okay? Now, section 6, some sentences to translate. Number 1, apestelen tus apostolus, kai apostele hemas. Apestelen tus apostolus, kai apostele hemas. So apestelen, we have epsilon on the front, so it's ape, not apa, and we still have the double lambda, so that's the regular present tense. That means this is an imperfect. Okay, so present stem with an epsilon on the front, imperfect. So that's past continuing action. So here it's either he was sending, or here Dobson takes it as sort of habitual action in the past. He used to send the apostles. And apostele, now we have just regular present. No time marker and the regular stem. So present action. He is sending us. Number two, ho kurios apestelen autein kai apostele humas. Ho kurios apestelen autein kai apostele humas. So now apestelen, we again have an epsilon, so it's past, but now we have an abbreviated stem. There's just a single lambda in that instead of a double lambda. That would be the thing you'd notice there. So, completed action in the past. This is an aorist. The Lord sent her. And then apostele. There's no epsilon on the front, but we still have an abbreviated stem with a single lambda. So this must be future. He will send you. So the Lord sent her, and he will send you. And it doesn't really matter whether you remember that the aorist has that extra iota in there or not. The thing you'll notice, hopefully, is that there's a single lambda, and that will tell you, oh yes, this is a changed stem, an abbreviated stem. Number three, anabainete humes kai hemes katabesometha. Anabainete humes kai hemes katabesometha. Anabainete, no time marker, and a regular full stem, anabino. So it'll be in the present. You are coming up, and the humes there is not strictly necessary, but added in for emphasis, and also to draw the contrast between the humes and the hemes. And then katabesometha, there's no time marker on the front, but there is this sigma at the end of really an abbreviated stem, so this has to be a future katabesometha. And we will go down or come down. So, humes, you're doing one thing, and hemes, we're doing another thing. You are coming up, and we will go down or come down. So you could translate that, you are going up, and we will come down. It just depends upon where you figure that the various people are standing in relation to you as the observer. Number four. Edidaxa se kai su didaxes autus kai autoi lempsontai ten didachen su. Edidaxa se kai su didaxes autus kai autoi lempsontai ten didachen su. Edidaxa, so we have epsilon on the front, so past. Didaxa, there's the regular verb is didasco. In this case, sigma has been added to the end of the stem and morphed into a xi. So that is completed action in the past, so it's an aorist. I taught you, and su you, didaxes. Here too we have a sigma added to the end of the stem, but in this case no epsilon on the front. So this is future. You will teach autus them, kai autoi, and they, limpsontai. This is from lambano. This is the future form of lambano, so a completely different stem, limpsontai. And this is just one of those ones that hopefully you'll see, eventually you'll see often enough that you'll remember it. Initially it will confuse you. And you won't really be able to recognize it as having anything to do with lambano. Unless you think of it as lamb with a sigma on the end, lumps. So you can see how you're beginning to move lumps in this way. So limps on tie, they will receive your teaching. Five, grapsete epistolas kai hemes anagnosometha autas. Grapsete epistolas kai hemes anagnosomatha autas. Grapsate, sigma added to the end of the stem, but no time marker on the front, so this has to be future. You will write letters, kai hemes, and we, anagnosomatha, that too is a future form. It's a different stem from anagnosko, but there's no time marker, so it can't be an aorist. So it has to be a future, and we will read them. Number six, elusontai metaton angelon ente doxe tu patras. Elusontai metaton angelon ente doxe tu patras. Elusontai is the future form of erkamai. There is a sigma in there. There's no additional epsilon on the front. It's a different stem from erk, the present stem. But it's not the aorist stem, which is elf. So elusontai, they will come. Metaton angelon, with the angels. Ente doxe tu patras, in the glory of the Father. And finally, seven. Eche tauta ta biblia ha paulos, kai ekena hexe. Eche tauta ta biblia ha paulos, kai ekena hexe. Eche is the present stem, present of the verb echo. There's no distinctive marker on it, so it's sort of plain vanilla present. Paul has these books. And hexe, now we have both a sigma has been added to the end of the stem, with the chi sigma combining to a xi, and then also the breathing has changed to a rough breathing, so this is future. He will have ekena, it's a neuter plural of those, he will have those. Okay? Okay, well, maybe at this point, before we embark on the reading of section 7, or, well, first, any questions of section 6, those? Just practice, reading, learning to think of looking for these markers and to figure out what the form of the verb is. And, okay. Okay, before we embark on the reading of section 7, I should give you a short break. Take a deep breath, and we'll...
When you say paradigm, what do you mean?
Okay, section 7 begins by asking us to read section 20.9 again. So this might be interesting to go back and probably 5 weeks later read that section and see if you can comprehend it so any still or any better or... So this is at the top of page 119. I'll read it through first. Home timon ton huyon, u tima ton patera, ton pempsanta auton. Amen, amen, lego humen, hoti. Hoton logon mu akuon, kai pistuon, to pempsanti. Me eche zoen ionion, kai es chrisen uk urkatai. Alla metabebeken, ek tu thanatu eisten zoein. Amen lego humen, hoti, urketai hora, kai nun esten hote, hoi nekroi akususin, tes phones, tu huyu, tu anthropu, kai hoi akusantes, zesusin. Hoi me timon, ton huyon, u tima, ton patera, ton pempsanta, auton, amen, amen, lego humen, hoti. Ha ton logon mu akuon, kai pistuon, to pempsanti, me eke zoen ionion, kai es chrisen uk urketai, alla metabebeken, ectu thanatu estein zoein. Amen lego humen hoti urketai hora kai nun estin hote hoi nekroi akususin tes phones tu huyu tu anthropu kai hoi akusantes zesusin. Okay, let's see if we can go through and translate this. Hoi me timon ton huyon. Hoi me timon ton huyon. And timao is I honor. Honor I give respect to. So, okay, he who does not honor the son, or the one who does not honor the son. Timon is a participle, present participle, with the article ha. So it's referring to the one doing the action. And the participle is negated with me and not u. So ha me timon, the one who does not honor the son. U tima ton patera, does not honor the father. And now the tima there is in the indicative, and that's negated with u. So it's just he does not honor the father. Ton pempsanta auton. Send. What? So what sort of pempo is send? It's a participle. Is it a present participle or an aorist participle? Aorist. Why do you say that? Okay, there's a sigma got added to the end of the stem pemp, and then changed into psi. So, aorist participle, and meaning, okay, having sent him. So, the father, we would say, we'd have to, in English, really turn it into a relative clause, who has sent him. So, he who does not honor the son does not honor the father who has sent him, really, the one having sent him, where that sending is a completed action. Amen, amen, lego humen, hati. Truly, truly, I say to you. Haton logon mu akuon, kai pistuon, to pempsanti me. Okay, yeah, so he who hears, the one hearing my word and believing, to pempsanti me. The one who has sent me, eke zoein aionion, has life eternal, good. Kai eis chrisen uk urketai. Okay, and does not come to judgment. Alla metabebeken ektu thanatu eis tein zoein, and metabebeken, we're told, is he has passed. And good, but he has passed from death into life, so it's something that has already happened. Amen lego humen, truly I say to you, urketai hora kai nun esten. The hour has come. Yep, and now is, and then hote, when, hoi nekroi akususin tes phones tu huyu tu anthropu. Good, and the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, kai hoi akusantes zesusin. Okay, and the ones who have heard will live. Akusantes is an aorist participle, so the sigma there. So the hearing is complete before the zesusin, they will live. So having heard, they will live. Good. So hopefully that came a little easier than it did 6 weeks ago. And so now we've got a reading from John chapter 5. Verses 19 through 28, page 262. in our reader's Greek New Testament. Hey, John 15, 19 through 28. John 5, 19 through 28, sorry. Apekrinata un ho Jesus kai elegen autois. Amen, amen, lego humen. U dunatai ho huyas poien afeautu uden ean me te blepe ton patera poyunta. Hagar han ekenos poie tauta kai ho huyas homoios poie. Hagar pater phile ton huyon kai panta degnusin auto ha autos poie. Kai metsona tuton dexe auto erga, henahumes thamatsate, hospergar ha pater egere tus necrus, kai zoa poie, hutos kai ha huyas, hus thele zoa poie, ude gar ha pater crine udena, alaten chrisen pasan deruken to huyo. Hina pantes timosi ton huyon, kathos timosi ton patera. Hame timon ton huyon, u tima ton patera, ton pemsanta auton. Amen, amen, lego humen, hoti, hoton logon, mu akuon kai pistuon, to pemsanti me eke zoen, aionion kai es chrisen uk erketai. Alla metabebeken ek tu thanatu, eis ten zoen. Amen, amen, lego humen, hoti, erketai hora, kai nun estin, hote hoi necroi akususin, tes phones, tu huyu, tu theu, kai hoi akusantes, zesusin. Hosper gar ho pater eche zoen en heauto, hutos kai to huyo eduken, zoen echen en auto. Kai exusian edoken auto chrisin poien, hoti huyas anthropu estin. Me thamatsate tuta, hoti erketai hora en he pantes hoi entois, nemeos akususin tes phones autu. Wonder if Okay, let's try and read that together. Apekrinata un ho Jesus kai elegen autois. Amen, amen, lego humen. U dunatai ha huyos poien af heautu uden ean me te blepe ton patera poyunta. Ha gar an ekenos poie tauta kai ha huyos homoios poie. Ha gar pater phile ton huyon kai panta degnusin auto ha autos poie. Kai metzona tuton dexe auto erga hina humes thamatsete. Hosper gar ha pater egere tus necrus kai zoa poe, hutos kai ha huyas, hus thele zoa poe. Ude gar ha pater crine udena, ala ten chrisen pasan dedoken to huyo. Hina pantes timosi ton huyon kathos timosi ton patera. Ha me timon ton huyon u tima ton patera ton pemsanta auton. Amen, amen, lego humen hoti ha ton logon mu akuon kai pistuon to pemsanti me eke zoen aionion kai eis chrisen uk erketai. Alla meta bebeken ek tu thanatu eis ten zoen. Amen, amen, lego humen hoti, erketai hora, kai nun estin, hote hoi necroi akususin, tes phones tu huyu, tu theu, kai hoi akusantes, zesusin, hosper gar ha pater eche zoein en healto, hutos kai to huyo edoken, zoein echein en healto, kai exusian edoken auto, chrisin poien, hoti huyos anthropu estin, me thamatsete tuta, hoti erketai hora en he pantes hoi entois ne meois, acususin tes phones autu. Okay, we'll stop there. He stops us at 28. So hopefully he's noticing there why he had us go back and read the section from lesson 20 that was embedded in this text. So let's, might seem a little daunting, but let's see what sense we can make of this with the help of Dobson's notes. So apikrinata, he notes that means he replied. Then afheautu a bit later is from himself. So a reflexive pronoun there, meaning at his own initiative, prompted by his own ideas. And later in the verse we get uden, meaning nothing, eon me, unless, and then homoios in a similar way. So, apekrinata un ho Jesus kai elegen autois. Meaning... Okay, yeah, so, therefore, or so, Jesus replied and was saying to them, Amen, amen, lego humen. Truly, truly, I say to you, U dunatai hahuyas poyen, af heautu uden. Okay, so any sense of that? Remembering that af heautu is of himself, from himself, uden means nothing. U dunatai hahuyas. Dunatai, don't you remember what that is? Dunatai, he is able. He is able. So, u dunatai, he is not able. With the son. Okay, so the son is not able to do, and we would then, we'd have to take the uden as being anything, really. The son is not able to do anything af heautu, of himself, from himself, i.e. on his own initiative. Ean me, unless... Te blepe ton patera poyunta. So unless he sees the father, really it's unless he sees sort of what the father is doing. Be the sort of the sense of the te there. So it's the interrogative pronoun, but in the neuter. So who in the neuter be what? So we could sort of turn it into aeon me, has he gives that as unless, but we could take that as sort of accept what he sees the father doing.
Well, what's the ending on?
Patera is, so it's accusative, it's the object. So you may not recognize that from the patera, but the article going with it, ton, that's a little more easy to recognize as the accusative. So it's the object of blepe, which is the verb, and blepe is a subjunctive. Huh? So blepe is a subjunctive going with the eon me. And subjunctive, it's got a longer eta with the iota subscript. So the son is not able to do anything of himself or sort of his own initiative except what he sees the father doing, poyunta, present participle, ha gar an ekenos poie. And it's a long time ago that we had things like the an and the aeon and all that. That was many, many lessons ago. But it would be the idea of sort of whatever. And it goes with the tauta that comes in the next clause. So, and ha is a relative pronoun. So for ha, that which, ekenos poie, that which, this one, ekenos, or that one, meaning pointing to the Father. So we would probably take that as being, that which he does, or whatever he does, ha an. So the an is adding in the idea of whatever. For whatever he does, the he understood that as being the son, the Father. Tauta.
Where did you get he?
Ekenos. Ekenos is that one.
Yeah.
So you may have to think, well, who's it pointing back to? It's
so
pointing back to the patera. So it's a sort of a demonstrative pronoun.
Right.
Tauta, these things, i.e. the ha, an, these things also, ha huyas, homoios, poie, the son likewise does, homoios, in a similar way. So that's a little dense, that bit there. So, for whatever he does, these things also the son does likewise. Hagar pater phile ton huyon. For the father loves the son. Kai panta deknusin auto. And we're told deknumi is I show. Okay, you're sort of getting it. And he shows him the kai panta deknusin auto, and he shows him all things. That's the panta. Ha. So now another relative pronoun.
Which?
Autos poie. Which he does. Good. So for the father loves the son and shows him all things which he does. Kai mesonna. And we're told that is a comparative of great, so meaning greater. Mesona tuton dexe auto erga. And dexe is also from deknumi. Deknumi meaning I show, and dexe this. You'd have a guess as to what?
Future.
Good. So what helps you guess at, you say, well, once you figure out it's from deknumi, you say, well, something's happened to that. There's probably a sigma got thrown in there. There's no other tense marker on it. So good guess that it's future. Okay, so then it's future. He will show. Mesona tuton. Mm-hmm. Greater works than these. Yeah. So he will deixe auto erga. He will show him works. Metsona tuton. Greater than these. The tuton referring back to the previous clause. Hina humes thamatsete. And thamatso is, I'm surprised, I'm amazed. Hina. Okay, so it's, yes, so that you might be amazed, and so that you'll be amazed, and that's actually a subjunctive. The ending would normally be a epsilon, te epsilon, it's lengthened to an eta. Hina always takes a subjunctive, so
Hina always takes a subjunctive,
yeah, so that you might be amazed. Because you actually don't know if the event has happened or not. It's a degree, you're not saying it has happened, you're saying so that it might happen. And that's what our English might or may indicates a subjunctive, although I don't think that's going to survive too much longer in the English language. It's already disappearing. Read more and more books that don't have correct use of the subjunctive. So I think book editors are losing their grasp on the subjunctive. Okay, verse 21. Hosper, we're told that is as. Hosper gar ha pater egere tus necrus kai zoa poie. Okay, good. So, for as the Father raises the dead and makes alive, so makes them up, raises and makes alive the dead, hutos, and that's also thus. So you see we've got the hosper, meaning in so, and then the hutos, thus. So they're going together. Hutos kai ha huyas, hus thele zoa poie. Hus there is yet another relative pronoun. Well, let's first take the ho huyas zoa poie. Ho huyas zoa poie. The son makes alive. So also, so in this way, also the son makes alive. And then hus, thele. Hus, so we're going to expect a direct object. And hus is accusative plural of the relative pronoun. So it's whom plural, whom thele, whom he will, whom he wishes, whom he, from fellow, I wish, I desire, I want, whom. So also the son makes alive those whom he wishes. Those he wishes. Ude gar ha pater crine udena. And then uden is nothing, or that we had up in the first verse. Okay, so for the Father judges no one, and then the ude we can take as sort of nor. For nor does the Father judge anyone, or even furthermore, or sort of likewise, or something. Alla ten chrisen passan dedoken to huyo. Okay, yeah, except dedoken is actually, it's a perfect, which you haven't yet learnt. But you're right, it's from the verb he has given. But he has given all judgment to the Son. Hinapantes timosi ton huyon, kathos timosi ton patera. Okay. Yeah, so that all may honor the Son as they honor the Father. So the timosi there, that's also subjunctive, so it's got a long O, an omega instead of timusi would be they honor, timosi they might honor. So that all might honor the Son as they honor the Father. Ha me timon ton huyon u tima ton patera ton pemsanta auton. So you remember how to translate that from lesson 20? The one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent him. Amen, amen, lego humen. Truly, truly, I say to you that hoton logon mu akuon kai pistuon to pempsanti me eke zoen ionion kai es chrisen uk urketai. This too comes from what we had learned. Right? Okay, the one who hoton logon mu akuon, the one who hears my word, kai pistuon to pemsanti me, and believes the one who has sent me, eke zoen aionion, has eternal life, kai es chrisen ukerketai, and does not come to judgment. Ala metabebeken ek tu thanatu es ten zoen. And remember, metabebeken was passed over, but has passed over. Passed over out of death into life. Good. Amen, amen, lego humen. Truly, truly, I say to you Hati, Urkatai hora kai nun estin. Hours come and comes and now is. Hote when hoi nekroi akususin tes phones tu huyu tu theu kai hoi akusantes zesusin. Okay, so the dead, the hours comes and now is when the dead will hear, akususin is future, here will hear the voice of the Son of God, and hoi akusantes, those who have heard, now an aorist participle, zesusin, will live. Those who have heard will live. Hosper, hosper again is as, just like in verse 21. Hosper gar ha pater eche zoen en heauto. Hutos kai to huyo eroken zoen echen en heauto. Okay, good. So, for as the Father has life in himself, hutos is then so in the same way, also, to huyo edoken zoen echen en heauto. Okay, yeah. So also he gave the Son to have life in himself, echen there in infinitive. So for just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son to have life in himself. Kai exousian edoken auto chrisin poien. Exousian is authority. And okay, and he gave him authority to do judgment. Hoti huyos anthropu estin. For he is the Son of Man. For he is the Son of Man, and you go, what does that explain why he's given judgment? So a little note here, Dobson notes in verse 27, notice huyos anthropu estin. He is the Son of Man. He notes when a noun like huyos comes before a verb like estin, he is, it does not need to have a definite article. So we just assume that article. Compare John 9:5, phos eimi tu kosmu, I am the light of the world, even though the article isn't there. And John 8:12, ego eimi ta phos tu kosmu, both meaning the same thing, but when the phos tu kosmu comes after the verb, you add in the article. Then he notes, in contexts where judgment is prominent, the background for the use of the term the Son of Man is the heavenly figure seen in Daniel's vision, Daniel 7, 13 and 14, who essentially comes, is given the eternal kingdom in judgment upon all the beastly kingdoms of the world. And then the use of huyos anthropu in such a context rather than huyos tu anthropu is unusual, but it does occur in the Septuagint of Daniel 7:13, LXX indicating their Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament. Okay, and then 28, me thamatsete tuta hati erketai hora, well, me thamatsete tuta, thamatsa, be astonished, be amazed. Okay, do not be amazed at this, tuta. Hoti urketai hora, for the hours come, en he pantes hoi en tois nemeois, akususin tes phones autu. And nemeos, we're told nemeon is a tomb. So the hours come, en he. Hey, another relative pronoun in which, so it's feminine, referring back to the hora. Yeah, pantois hoi entois nemeos, all those in the tomb, or in the tombs, akususin, will hear his voice. Good. Okay, well then you made it through that. Seems daunting to begin with when you read it all, but actually if you go slowly and piece it together, you can figure it out. Okay, so we didn't quite finish that chapter, let alone get to the next one. I'll leave you to read through John 6, 31 to 33, and then we'll pick up next week and learn the relative pronoun, lesson 27, tis, ti, and various other how questions work.